Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Satan is throwing everything he can against the church today. The Bible says in Amos 3:1, how can two walk together unless they agree? What's the book of Acts model, Pastor? Peter and John were on their way to the temple and passed by the gate beautiful, and they got together and said, let's come into agreement. You know why? Because Jesus said, if two of you agree, as touching any one thing, it shall be done. They looked at a man that had been laying there for years. I wonder who you're going to come across in the days ahead that has been lame at the gate for years. But because you're a believer, my God, I feel this surging out of me like fire. You're going to lay hands on the sick in the marketplace, and you're going to raise them up to the glory of God. They're going to see the power. They raised him up. Paul and Silas started preaching and cast the devil out of a girl. You would think everybody would be happy about that. Problem was, it messed with their economy. Had to shut down their Diana doll factory. Had to shut down their Netflix and everything else because Christians quit paying money to be able to have it come into their house as filth and garbage. Jesus got 70 of them together, and he didn't send them out one by one. The Bible said he sent them out two by two. When they got out there, they came back and said, hey, we got some news. What's the news? The news is even the demons are subject to us. We're casting out devils. He said, that ain't nothing new. You got the same spirit that's in me. Ow! You got the same Holy Ghost in me. I put it in you. We got to get into agreement, otherwise he'll divide us and kill us. He wants to kill your family, your marriage, your mind, your health, your salvation, your church, and your business. He wants to wear you out physically, mentally, and spiritually. That's the reason why God knows the power of agreement. It's time to get into an assembled position, find my place in the body of Christ, and then be ready to do whatever God said for me to do. If we get together, power follows agreement. So you've been shouting now. I'm about to give you something now. Here it is. We got to get together, church, because obviously there are some in the clergy who do not believe that this Bible is the inerrant word of God. Even the Pope said we're going to change the model prayer to read something else. And clergy will stand in the pulpit today and deceive their members into everything but the word of God as being absolute, true, divine, and inspired of the Holy Ghost. So let's get together over this. I want to know how many of you in this building right now, those of you watching, believe that the word of God from Genesis to Revelation is the absolute, inerrant, inescapable, indestructible word of Almighty God for faith, for living, for life. Come on, somebody. Sit down. Oh, let's take it up another notch. How many of you believe that God is pro-life and he is not about blessing anything that's going to take the unborn, whether it's in the conception, in the womb, or 9 months on the surgical table? Oh, I'm finding out my church here this morning. I'm finding out who's going to be in the church. Because somebody voted for somebody. Somebody did something for somebody. And you don't believe it. But I got news for you. God is pro-life. And the church better get in agreement about that. We better get in an agreement and an assembly that the church has a purpose, and it's got one purpose, and that is the kingdom agenda. How many of you believe the church is the organism that's going to bring the kingdom of God into fruition and save the lost and heal the sick? Come on, let me see your hand. Worship him now. We better believe that the power of prayer is still evident. People have said in COVID, because my loved one died, my prayers don't work. The devil is a liar. I've had too many prayers that have been answered in the affirmative for people healed, saved, and delivered to deny that God doesn't answer prayer. Not only does he answer it, you've got to change your mind to agree with God. Because I've had to bury some of my loved ones that have served a life of righteousness, and I had to kiss them goodbye and walk away from the grave. But if this Bible is right, and it is, there will come a sound from heaven like the rushing of a mighty wind, and all those that are dead in Christ shall rise. I'm waiting for that. I'm hoping in that. I'm believing in that. I could go on, but I won't. Because I'm about to preach my message. The Bible says that if you don't love the truth, you'll be given over to a strong delusion. So why am I telling you about agreement today? Because there are forces of hell that are trying to divide and conquer the church worldwide. And here's a question I pose to you today, my friends. Can America survive if Americans, Christians, and the church can't agree on a core common set of values? That God is God, Jehovah is the only God, that the Bible is right and somebody's wrong, that life is worth living, and life has liberty and the pursuit of happiness. We're in a great crossroads, ladies and gentlemen, and this nation and the nations of this world are being divided, and the only group of people who have the answer is the church that is wholeheartedly in unity and in agreement about that, and are assembled together to make it accomplished. Because here's what's about to happen, already happening. From this week's announcement from the Liberty Council, a church in Kentucky this past year on Easter, 700-seat auditorium, socially distanced, everything was in order. People in the parking lot, people in the building, but the governor of the state of Kentucky sent the state troopers to the parking lot, took the license plate numbers of everyone there and commanded them all to go into quarantine and to take their temperature on a daily basis and report to the health department locally. Some people were terminated from their jobs when their employer said, "Were you there at that church? You're out." Some were pushed back, some others laid off. But the fact is, the Home Depot was full that day, the Kroger was full that day, Walmart was full that day, but the government said that church can't formulate. The devil is a liar. In Washington State, a pastor fights for an online service because he left his home to go singularly to the church where the online broadcast could be broadcast, and was arrested and fined for being the only one in the sanctuary. Oh, it gets better. That great pastor of the church in California, Baptist pastor there, Brother Traver, you saw him. I brought him on this platform on the screen to show you what was going on. They ordered for a cease and desist. They said that you can't have service in there or we'll find you. Currently, they're up to $100,000+ in fines for that Baptist church for having church in the sanctuary. The pastor said, "We can't take it no more. We're going to have to go in the parking lot." So now they're in the parking lot with less people, people that are discouraged, people that won't assemble themselves, people that said, "If it gets too hot, I ain't going to show up." And I looked online and saw a handful of cars out there at that great church that's got thousands of people. In California, another one, you know it's going to come from California, they ordered a church only to use percussion instruments, not wind instruments, even though they were only broadcasting online. And no more than four of you gathered together. Y'all don't like this because I speak the truth. In Virginia, a church with 290 seats, the governor ordered no more than 10 people, but the liquor stores were open and they were full. This church has no internet. They have drug addicts that come to this church, and there were 16 people in attendance on the day of Palm Sunday. They cited and fined and arrested the pastor with an incarceration of a year in prison or $2,500 fine, and all those that showed up at that church would also get the $500 fine. And so they decided that they wouldn't go back to church, and now it's dissipated that church from being able to be in existence. I'm not talking about now the book of Acts. I'm talking about what's happening in America right now. This isn't Russia, China. This is not Czechoslovakia. This is not the Soviet bloc. This is the United States of America. And if you don't know what your constitutional rights are and what that book says, I know that I'm going to abide by the Constitution. But when they start making laws against that Constitution, I'm stepping up to a higher law, and I will obey God come hell and high water. I wonder, is there anybody in here that's going to do the same, or are you going to cower down this close to the coming of the Lord? In New Mexico, they said, we won't allow more than five of you to get together. I think that's hilarious. They should read the book. I don't need five. All I need is two. And if you don't show up, I got me and him. That's two in the house. In Mississippi, the police came and gave a $500 fine to every person assembled in the parking lot listening to their pastor online. They since resolved that. And only because those at Liberty Council stood up, Matt Staver and the like, stood up against that unlawful act against the church in America. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus said, the Apostle Paul said in his word, having done all, stand. And now this past week, I'm going to say it out loud because I don't know how long Facebook is going to carry me on here now. Thank you for that one vote of confidence. The organization called Faithful America has called and said they have 17,000 signatures to cancel out and remove Franklin Graham from the headship of Samaritan's Purse and from the leadership of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. The son of Billy Graham is being pulled on the carpet to be removed from his own organization. That when the COVID was going on in New York City, without any asking, got permission by the governor, set up tents of Samaritan's Purse and cared for people in the streets of New York City at no charge to the city. But they were thrown out later because they said they were not tolerant of LGBT. So they would rather die than to have a Christian come alongside. I got news for you. You pray for Franklin Graham. And anybody wants to take me away from my daddy, it's nothing but a devil. Come on, sir. This is the spirit we're working with. Now my message. I'm sorry. If you want the Seeker Church, it's down the road. Go on down there. You can get 20 minutes and a popsicle, and you'll be fine. But here, we're going to get some word today. I'm tired. You better get tired of that and not tired of this. There may come a day when you show up here, and the county's shown up and put a padlock on the door. What you going to do then? That preacher right over there told this church years and years and years ago that there's going to come a day when the tax exemption is going to be taken away from the church, and then we're going to find out who really believes the book and was just given for their own tax exemption. I got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. The great pastor, Pastor Jeffers of First Baptist Church, has called his church today to order and said, we are going to rename the church of First Baptist Dallas to the Battleship Baptist Church. We're going to war. God bless you, Brother Jeffers. We're with you. We're going to stand in agreement. If you preach the gospel, we're going to stand together, red, yellow, black, and white. We're all together in this thing. Write this down. I'm going to give you something, and I'm out of your way. In the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22 through 25, there's four admonitions given here. Let us draw near to God. This is the admonition of the hour. Look at your neighbor and tell them, let us draw near to God. You better draw near to God like you never have.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you and help you in your walk with the Lord. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, paceassembly.org, and we'll be glad to get you the information, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. and we'll be glad to correspond with you. We want to thank you for joining us each day at this same time, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again.